Yes, Lord, there is no greater name under heaven by which we are saved except the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that your name, Lord, is a strong tower, that your name is the name by which we have life, that at your name every knee will bend and every tongue confess that you are Lord to the glory of the Father. We pray now that your Holy Spirit would fill our hearts and help us to really see clearly the opportunities we have to be your servants, to make a difference in this world, and to stand against the gates of hell. We thank you and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. It is the tradition here at St. Bartholomew's once or twice a year to have guest speakers of ministries that we support. And one of the ministries we have supported over the last 4 years is the Northtown Pregnancy Center. In fact, we supported it from its very inception. And many of you have attended their annual banquet, which have been, the speakers have been outstanding, moving experience. Not just from hearing what God is doing around the nation, but what God has done right here in the Buffalo, New York area with the Northtown Pregnancy Center. And many have participated in their walks, their annual walks, and the runs. And so I thought it appropriate to invite Colleen and Luann back. They were here about 3 years ago, and they're going to give us an update of the neat things that God is doing in their ministry. We are one of many churches that supports the Northtown Pregnancy Center. So it's my privilege to welcome back Luann and Colleen to St. Bartholomew's.
Hello, I am Colleen Schock, and this is Luann Soto, and we are co-directors of Northtown Pregnancy Center. We are so thankful for the opportunity to be here today to share with you about Northtown Pregnancy Center and to give you an update. God has used St. Bart's to help establish and strengthen us from the very beginning of our journey. I would like to share with you a bit of the history. Northtown Pregnancy Center was started as a vision God laid on my heart back in 2010. Luann and I met in 2012 and we began to lay the foundation together. We both had experience in pregnancy centers in other states, so we knew it could be done and what a difference it would make in our community. We also knew for the center to be a success, we needed a strong foundation, so we affiliated with national organizations that help pregnancy centers. In our minds, we saw a center that would be a place where those who were facing an unplanned pregnancy could come and feel safe and not judged. A place that would be easy to find on a bus route, and where you wouldn't need an appointment to come in, that they would be offered pregnancy tests, a limited ultrasound, options counseling, parenting classes, community and medical referrals, infant supplies, and for those that had already chosen abortion, an abortion recovery program. And all of this would be free to our clients. And finally, a place that the Church of Western New York could come and serve together regardless of what denomination they were a part of. So how did we go from what was in our hearts to actually opening up our doors? We did it by talking to anyone who would listen to us, and we talked a lot. We had the incredible blessing of having pastors invite us into their churches so we could spread the vision of Northtown Pregnancy Center. Since we spoke last at St. Bart's, a lot of growth has happened for us. With God's leading, we were able to grow our board of directors. We recruited and trained many volunteers. We found the perfect location. Actually, the Lord had the perfect location for us, and we are located on Elmwood Avenue in the village of Kenmore. We also had a local church raise funds to buy an ultrasound machine. This was such a great need, and God provided it. 85% of women will change their minds about aborting when they see that baby on the screen. In the last year, we applied and were approved for a grant with Focus on the Family where we could have two registered nurses be trained to do limited ultrasounds. In order to grow our medical services, we hired a nurse manager. We also needed someone to organize and oversee our volunteers, so we hired a client service coordinator. We are now open 4 days a week to meet our clients' needs, and the word is slowly spreading throughout the community about Northtown Pregnancy Center. We have been able to hold babies that wouldn't be here today without the counseling their parents received at the center. It has been our heart to not just have the mother and father choose life, but also to equip them to parent well. It is a blessing to see them grow in confidence as the weeks go by with the support that they receive at the center. In addition to those services, we have also had four groups of our abortion recovery classes this past year. What a blessing to see those that have been weighed down by shame be set free by the healing they can find in this program. I want to take a few minutes to share with you my story and why I've been so passionate about pregnancy centers. I was raised in a home that valued life, and all my education was through the Catholic schools. So at home and in school, I was taught and truly embraced the concept that life in the unborn was valued and to be defended. I remember clearly being a junior in high school doing a presentation to my religion class about the unborn and the devastation of abortion. If someone had pulled me aside that day and said that 2 years later I would find myself in a crisis pregnancy and contemplating abortion, I would have never believed it. But that did happen to me. My crisis pregnancy was the typical one in that you find yourself pregnant and the young man that you are with turns and walks out the door. Then I was informed by my parents that I could not come home with a child. I was abandoned and truly alone. As I stand before you today in my 50s, that would be hard for me today, but to an 18-year-old, it was too hard to bear. As much as I knew that abortion was wrong, I found myself walking inside a clinic that morning. I remember thinking, how is this happening to me? Could someone please help me? I don't want to be here, but I don't see a way out. I left that clinic broken and completely shattered, humbled at my sinfulness that I knew it was wrong, but I did it anyways. I was suicidal, too. I remember thinking, all I ever dreamed about was being a mother, and now I have nothing to live for. With God's mercy, I was pulled out of that pit of suicidal thoughts. I ended up marrying and having three children in the next few years. I was trying hard to move forward, forget what I did, and to make up for that sin. I spent the next 20 years doing all the right things, but deep in my soul, I was marked by grief. I knew that God is a forgiving God and that Jesus bore all sin on the cross, but I wanted to be punished for this sin. I didn't think it was right that I should be free from this. I felt that it would lessen the value of that child if I was forgiven. I should be punished. In truth, I was punishing myself. I remember a show I saw on abortion, and this woman was having Psalm 23 read to her concerning her own abortion. And when it got to the part, "He restores my soul," her comment was, "Not my soul. I won't allow you to restore my soul." And in that moment, watching that, God's Spirit whispered to me, "That is you, Colleen. You won't let me restore you." And a dam broke in my soul, and the tears came, and I invited God in to restore me. I stepped forward and went through an abortion recovery program, and I received God's mercy. I share that story with you this morning because in February we will start another session of our abortion recovery classes. And if that you find yourself that that is a choice that you made or you know somebody that has made that choice, please direct them to us. And now Luann's going to share a little bit more of why Northtown Pregnancy has been so needed in this community. Thank you.
Good morning. The Bible establishes that human life is sacred in Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Life is sacred, and we need to respect life. Life should be respected in all centers of our lives. That's what we do at NPC. We are there to help those in a pregnancy crisis. From the time a person finds out they're pregnant, they make that decision of what they're going to do about that pregnancy. And it takes about 9 days. They get that positive pregnancy test and they start to think. Usually right away, if they don't have a support system, abortion is their first mind thought. We would love to be able to direct those people to us so that when they come through, we're able to help them make a sound decision. No matter what their decision might be, they're making it educated. Many think abortion is a quick fix to their pregnancy problem. They aren't thinking of the future. They're thinking in the immediate. They want to get rid of it. And they think once they do it, they'll never have to think about it again. And as Colleen just testified, that's not how it works. No matter her decision, if she gets a positive pregnancy test, her life is changed no matter what she decides. And it will never be the same. Today is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. It was established on January 13, 1984 by President Ronald Reagan. He issued a proclamation designating January 22nd as the first National Sanctity of Human Life Day. Churches around the United States use this day to celebrate God's gift of life, commemorate many lives lost to abortion, and commit themselves to protecting human life at every stage. Since Roe v. Wade, almost 60 million babies have been aborted. And in our county, the last, I think it was January, the year 2014, 3,500 babies in just Erie County had been aborted. And Buffalo is the second, after New York City, Buffalo is the place where people come to get abortions. It's kind of amazing, but it's true. Our mission at NPC exists to empower people to make informed decisions about their pregnancy by giving compassionate counsel, truthful information, hope, and healing. We're here to educate them, giving them all their options. We talk about everything, and yes, we do talk about abortion. We educate them on the abortion process, nothing gory or anything, just what to expect. Our nurse comes in and sits down with them, and just they can ask her questions. She answers them directly, medically, and giving them information that is accurate. We don't try to coerce them or anything like that. And it's in a compassionate environment. If you get the chance to stop by the center, stop by and you'll see, you can even, like, Debbie is here and Carl and Debbie Calabrese. You can ask them what it's like in there. People drive by and they think, I don't know what they think, but when you walk in, you'll see how nice it is in there. And you've all been help with that because of your support. But it's the one place they can come in where chaos in their life goes away, because everything is organized and neat and nice and new. So it's very important for them. Last year, we met the need of 153 individuals. We did 125 pregnancy tests, and of those 74 that were positive, 33 of them were abortion determined. That meant they called on the phone or they came through our doors saying they were seeking an abortion. After having their ultrasound, and we've only been doing ultrasound for 6 months. That was June. We started in July, I think, was actually when we started. 9 of them have changed their mind for life, for sure, that we knew of when they walked out the door. 14 were seriously reconsidering their thought. And the others, we don't know. We were not able to contact them, or they never contacted us back. And many will go through our, come, you know, leave our doors, and we will never be able to contact them again. But the one thing we know is that we have given them some sort of hope, no matter what. 28 of the individuals that have come through either came in for STD testing, which is something we're doing now, and or parenting classes. Most of them have come through. They're either from a single parent home, or they just don't know how to parent. They didn't have a good parent in their life, so they want to learn how to do that. We take no government funding. We are funded completely through churches, individuals, corporations, and anyone that wants to write us a check. We'll take it. Everything we do is free to our clients. We never charge them a penny for anything. When our clients ask, you know, what do I owe you? How can I pay? You know, here's my insurance. We're able to tell them there is no cost to you. Some of them just can't grasp that, so we explain to them how we are able to do that, and it's by individuals and people who care about that person And they are just so overwhelmed at that, to think that somebody that doesn't know them actually cares about their situation is pretty amazing to them. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Okay, let me go through. They've had a hard time wrapping around that. And I did have one client who was very, she came in, she had wanted an abortion, and we call it to come in for a pre-abortion assessment. And we do a pregnancy test, an ultrasound, and the STD testing. Those are three things they really need to have done before an abortion. And we talk with them about that. And she had come in, actually a friend had recommended her to come to us. So, and that's something that's starting to happen now, is the friends are, you know, saying you need to go there because they're really nice there and they'll understand what's going on. But she had been so overwhelmed by thinking that she was pregnant. She was positive. She did not want to be pregnant. She already had a child at home, unwed mother, you know, the person was married, who was the father. And so she, the only thought she could do was abort the baby, even though in her soul she knew it was wrong. She was against abortion for herself, but thought anybody else could do it, but never her. But she was in that situation. We had kind of lost contact with her for a few weeks. Then our nurse starts doing follow-up, and she happened to catch her one day, and the girl picked up the phone because, you know, if they don't know the number, they're not answering the phone. So she picked it up, and Katie was able to ask her, you know, how are you doing? Can I ask, you know, what your decision you made? And she said, well, I'll just tell you, I'm still pregnant. So it was really amazing to know, because she sat curled up on our couch for a very long time, just crying her eyes out. So in that, you know, we are asking you if you would pray for us. We can't do any of this without your prayers. That's one of the ways you can help us, the most important way. If you have a prayer list at home, please write us on that and pray for us daily. We have our fundraisers, as Father Ward was saying, our banquet and our walk. We ask to have those underwritten, so when people come that night, they're able to come and know that every penny that they're giving that night goes directly to the center, and nothing else is being paid for with that money. When you leave here today, you'll see our baby bottles. You guys have done those for us before, and it's a wonderful thing. And if everyone would just grab one, you'll see in your bulletin there's a little flyer, and that kind of explains about it. And it also talks about how much it costs for different things that we do within the center. So if you have any questions, we'll be out at the table. You can sign up to be on our prayer requests. When we have a situation we need prayer for, we shoot them out. And we would love that if you would sign up and want to be part of that too. So we just thank you for everything you guys do. Thanks.
Yes, thanks, Colleen and Luann. It's a great work, great ministry. And it's interesting because this is Sanctity of Life Weekend. On Sanctity of Life Weekend, it's an opportunity for the churches across the country to remember life, to also remember abortion, what's going on in the land, and to be in prayer about it. And every year at this time, thousands go to D.C. To publicly do that on the Mall of the Capitol. But what I find interesting, I had asked, I thought this weekend would be a perfect opportunity for Colleen and Luann to come to talk about what Northtown is doing. And by the way, Northtown is the only pregnancy center in the North Towns. Other than Planned Parenthood, you know, you go to Planned Parenthood and they advocate for abortion, right? That's where they want to promote that because it's a money-making thing, but not at Northtown. And so we need to be in prayer for them. We need, obviously, financially support. They'll have a table out there. You can get more information. You can sign up to be on your mailing list if you're not already. I asked the ushers to have baby bottles at both exits. Last time they were here, we raised over $2,000 just from our coinage. Let's just fill those baby bottles up with coins, dollar bills, checks, whatever you prefer. But here's the thing, what I find fascinating, is did you notice what our first lesson was about? I want you to turn back to our first reading from the prophet Isaiah. If you're here on Christmas, we looked at how, if you remember, we just broke down some of the prophecies of Isaiah that God predicted 700 years, right? How Christ would be, what he would be about, how his ministry, what his ministry would look like and take shape, who was to be the Christ, right? Where he was born, that's in Micah. When, we really didn't know, although you look back at Daniel, you can find that. But anyhow, we looked at Isaiah and the prophecies. Well, here's another prophecy. Notice what God says. He says, "Listen to me, O islands, and pay attention, you peoples from afar." So, in other words, this message is not just for Israel. This is for the rest of the world, for everyone out in the distance. The Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. There's this lie that it's my body. That's not what God says. The womb is the house, the home for another body, but more than a body, a person. And in this case, the Christ. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he has concealed me. So again, this is talking about being in the womb. And he has also made me a select arrow. An arrow has purpose. It has direction. There's a purpose to everyone's conception, to everyone's birth, why they're here. There's a purpose. Obviously, in this case, the purpose is for the Messiah. He has hidden me in his quiver. He said to me, "You are my servant Israel, in whom I will show my glory." But I said, "I have toiled in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing in vanity. Yet surely the justice due to me is with the Lord, and my reward with my God." And now, says the Lord, who formed me from the womb to be his servant. Remember, what did Jesus say? If you want to be great in the kingdom, you must be servant of all. Jesus said, "I didn't come to lord it over you. I came to be a servant." Here we go. The servant of God, Christ. To bring Jacob, Jacob's another name for Israel, back to him, back to God, so that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God is my strength. He says, "It is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also make you a light of the nations." So Jesus isn't just coming to Israel. He's to be the light of the Gentiles. Remember, Jesus said, "I'm the light of the world, the light of the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and the Holy One." This is awesome, because remember, what did the demons, you've heard me say this, what did the demons call Jesus? "What would you have to do with us, O Holy One of God?" And yet here is the Holy One, the Father, speaking to the Son. And he, though, is not just the Holy One as well, but he's the despised one, foreshadowing when he's going to be rejected. To the one abhorred by the nation, he was rejected by his own. His own did not receive him. To the servant of rulers, kings will see and arise, princes will also bow down because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. Powerful stuff. God's word affirming the sanctity of life and the truth that Jesus is the Christ, Lord of heaven and earth.